I came here with the intention of being maybe here for a year. I thought this would be a stepping stone in a big Park Service career for me, where I would go from this park to other parks. But instead, it lasted a lifetime because I fell in love with this place. Because I stayed here for so long, I met my wife, your mother, here. I proposed to your mother here in the park. And our oldest son, your brother, has proposed to his now wife in the Lakeshore also. So it's been a very formative part of our family. We ingrained in you from very early on that this was a special place and that we took a lot of opportunities to enjoy it.
I grew up with the park. I spent a lot of time here in my early childhood. Family outings, looking for asparagus or going to the beach. I'd volunteer. I'd help look for missing piping plover eggs. And that ultimately kind of just led into my working here at the park.
You know, I think back when I was working here in the early years, we were popular back then. The campgrounds used to fill, you know, on a regular basis, and we'd turn people away, but I don't think it was anywhere near as popular as it is now.
Yeah, we open up at 8, and there's always people outside the door waiting for a campsite in the summer. I remember last year, it was 12 noon, I look out the window, and there were people sitting there in their lawn chairs, and so I went out and I asked them what they were doing, and they said they're waiting for their campsite. I'm like, well, we're full for tonight. Like, no, we're waiting for our campsite for tomorrow. It's incredible how popular it is and how much people love it. It goes to show how dear people think of Sleeping Bear Dunes as a whole. Have you noticed many changes of the shoreline over the past few years that really stick out in your mind?
You don't really think of this area as being geologically active, but Sleeping Bear Point is quite geologically active. There was a slide there in the 1990s, around 1 million cubic yards of soil that slid from the point and went directly into Lake Michigan. And it not only included land above the waterline, but a significant amount of the soil that disappeared was below the waterline. So that had you been walking along that shoreline the day before that happened, it was just a normal shoreline where you could look out into the lake and see the bottom of the lake without any problem. And the day after the slide, if you were to walk along that beach and you looked into the water, it was a big dark hole where all that soil had disappeared. And that slide went nearly 2 miles offshore when it went down. And in that matrix of these overlying slides that were in that location, they found tree stumps and vegetation that had been removed from that site and carried off by landslides over hundreds or thousands of years.
It's hard to put into words how much this area means to me now that I grew up with it. It's a part of who I am today. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to work here and have these great experiences with you.
I find it amazing that, you know, I've got a son that's working here 30-some years after I started working here, essentially carrying on the same types of duties that I had when I started working here. It's been a real joy to me to have this lakeshore in our backyard and to be part of it.